Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story, we are jumping into some a three-part Christmas story about the purple ninjas changing all of our Christmas trees to purple. Well, and there's also some music. So I love singing Christmas songs, and there's one in particular that's pretty silly. So on Spotify or wherever you stream music, search for A Purple Christmas. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful winter day, and Logan and Gavin were getting ready to go on a very fun road trip up to the mountains. They were gonna go cut down a Christmas tree! Woohoo! Have you ever cut down a Christmas tree, like, in the outside coldness? Yes, in the snow. Real trees, when you cut them down, is so cool, and they smell so good. Well, Logan and Gavin were getting ready for this very special holiday tradition of driving out to the mountains and finding the perfect Christmas tree. Logan! Gavin! Shouted their dad. It's time to go! Let's go! Come on! They all piled into the car, and off they drove. It was only a few hours' drive, but it felt like a long time because they were so excited to get there. There was a very special place, a tree farm, where they had hot chocolate and marshmallows and peppermints. I love peppermints. And so did Logan and Gavin. As they finally arrived, they opened the door and were instantly hit with freezing cold air.
Oh, Gavin, I need a jacket. Hurry,
Logan said as he braced himself against this freezing cold air that was blowing on his face. Here. Gavin handed him a jacket and Logan put it on.
This is not warm enough. I need something more.
How about some hat and gloves?
That would be great.
Gavin handed Logan all the things that he should put on. Gavin was already wearing all this nice, warm, cozy stuff, so he didn't even notice the cold air outside. As they all stepped outside, now with their jackets and hats and gloves on, they had to pick a direction of which to travel. All right, guys, we gotta find a good tree. Which way do you want to head? Said their mom. Logan and Gavin both surveyed the hillside. It was full of trees, tons of different options, and they were going to find the best one. I think we should head this way, said Logan as he started leading the way. As they walked through the forest of trees, they passed many good ones. Hey, what about this one? Said Gavin.
I don't know. That one's not tall enough, said Logan.
As they kept hiking, even their parents found ones that they liked, but Logan kept walking. They stopped to take a drink of water, and then Gavin saw the tree.
Logan, look at that one.
They all turned, and there it was.
It was the most beautifully perfect Christmas tree all of them had ever seen. Gavin! You found it!
That is the one, said Logan. They then had to drag this tree all the way through the snow into their car. But boy, was that the perfect Christmas tree.
Meanwhile, up at the Stinky Lab blimp, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas were plotting an evil plan.
Purple Ninjas, come over here! Look down there! What are they doing?
The purple ninjas ran over to the window that Dr. Stinky Breath was looking out.
Why are they hanging lights on houses and having all kinds of fun? It looks like lots of happiness there. What is that?
Well, boss, it looks like they're decorating for the holidays again this year.
What? They still do that? I thought we got rid of that forever last year.
No. Just because it ended, it still comes back every year. And, remember our plan didn't work last year?
What are you talking about? I do not like when you talk about my fears. I know there's many of them, but we must come up with a new plan. All right, Purple Ninjas, get to work on ruining all this holidays.
Right away, boss. We will figure it out. Don't you worry.
Gavin, Logan, and their family had just finished tying the tree onto the top of their car. This was a really important part because when you're driving down the highway, you don't want the Christmas tree to come flying off your car. That would be a disaster. Not only would you lose the most perfect tree that Logan and Gavin have just discovered, but it would also create quite the mess on the road. Hey, Gavin, could you run over and see if they have some more twine? Said their dad. I just want to make sure this tree isn't going anywhere. Gavin ran over back to the tree stand, which where all the tree farmers were standing, and asked for some twine. Twine is another word for like string or small rope, but that's perfect for tying a tree onto the top of a car.
Oh, why, certainly we have more twine. Here you go. And, oh, don't forget the tree food. This will be really important when you put the tree at home. Make sure you put it in some water. Your tree stand should have a little bucket in it that you fill with water. And then add this tree food, and this will keep your tree nice, bright, and green for a long time.
He handed Gavin a packet of tree food, and Gavin ran back to the car with the twine and tree food in hand.
Here you go, Dad.
He flipped it up to his dad, and his dad finished tying off the tree.
What is this? What's this packet?
Said his dad.
Oh, that's the tree food. The guy over there said something about we need to pour that into the water that we like water the Christmas tree with, said Gavin.
And that'll keep it nice and green for a long time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I'm going to need you two to take good care of that Christmas tree. And so watering it and adding this tree food to it is going to be your job, all right?
Yes, sir, they both shouted.
They were excited because that was a really important job, keeping the tree healthy and watering it and, oh, I hope nothing goes wrong with that. The rest of the day, they drove home and sang songs in the car and then set up their Christmas tree and a whole bunch of decorations.
But up at the Stinky Blimp, amidst all that, the Purple Ninjas had figured out a plan.
All right, boss, we need you to sit down because we have a very special presentation for you. Are you ready?
Of course I am ready for it to hear your plan. I've been waiting all day. What is it? How are we going to ruin all this holiday spirit?
Well, I guess we could do a lot of talking, but in the end, I think it would best if you just actually saw what it is that we've done. Come over here.
As the Purple Ninjas led Dr. Stinky Breath around the corner.
What is that dreadfully awful beautiful smell? It smells very stinky. Where is that coming from?
Well, boss, if you come over here, you'll see our very beautiful Christmas tree.
Christmas tree? What are you doing? That's not a...
Wait a second. That does not look like a Christmas tree. What? Where did you get that?
The Purple Ninjas were very proudly standing next to a purple tree, and it was very stinky.
Well, boss, I wouldn't worry about the details, but I'm pretty sure that we figured out a way to ruin this whole happiness. What do you think?
Well, if you can do that and make it that stinky, well, I wish you a very stinky Christmas.
Oh no! What have the Purple Ninjas come up with that it might ruin Christmas and the holidays for us all? We'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Short Stories.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is, it's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say to Jackson and Michaela from Massachusetts, Zeke and Wes from Ohio, Charlie from Maryland, Henry from Virginia, William from Massachusetts, Asher and Etta from Philadelphia, Ezra from Malaysia, and Barrett from New Hampshire. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Will you have a super duper day? I'll see you next time. Bye!